Julie Smith, 31962. Julie Smith. Julie is a 61-year-old woman who states, 63-year-old woman who states that yesterday, in her usual state of, in her usual health state of health, when she developed epigastric pain, she decided to go home. She didn't have any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She thought she ate something, and then overnight she continued to have discomfort, and it just doesn't feel well. She has some pain going to her neck. She's weak. She doesn't feel like having any strength. She feels like she can't catch her breath, even though Tustat's okay, period. The paragraph, she comes in today for evaluation. Social, she doesn't smoke. She drinks very little. She's divorced. She has two children. She works for the Texas Department of Correction, period. Allergy, Ancet, and Bactrim. Surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, appendectomy. Also put down she's divorced currently. She lives by herself. Medical problems, neuropathy, obesity, medication, gabapentin, 100 milligram up to 3 times a day, COVID immunization, none, family history. She was abandoned by her mom and dad 40 years ago because she had a child out of wedlock. Bastards. She's morbidly obese. That's why she's so big, because she's fit. I watch my 400 pounds. I know. You remember Cinda? I know psychology. I went to community college. I took psychology. Sorry. Where was I? So she's morbidly obese. She says she had some blood work done. Her thyroid is within normal limits, but she does have issues with cholesterol. Family history, she doesn't know anything about mom and dad or whether or not they've had a stroke, heart attack, or any other issues in the past, which is important. But she continues to have epigastric pain and symptoms I just mentioned above, period. She weighs 352 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 2085, 150 over 62, heart positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixture, JVD, skin shows no ash. She has a very thick, what is that thing called? Stockings that she's wearing, compression stockings. She still has what looks like edema, but she could not take that off for us to evaluate, and she doesn't want to take it off at this time. Period. Pulses are bilateral equal. Assessment number one, 63-year-old woman with atypical chest pain. Number two, EKG here is normal, but I don't like some of the STT wave changes that are seen. Nevertheless, I recommend the patient to go to the emergency room now, get CPK troponin now, repeat EKG now and in 6 hours. I told her that in women, patient can die of a heart attack with very atypical symptoms and not ever have a chest pain. And she understands that, and she's willing to do that. She cannot go to the Cleveland Hospital, but she's going to go to the HCA Hospital where her insurance wants her to go, period. New paragraph, she also has peak T waves, which can have multiple factors, multiple causes, including ischemia, period. She's never had workup done as far as walking on the treadmill or any kind of stress test. She definitely needs one. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is psychological issues causing her morbid obesity having to do with abandonment. Next number is neuropathy and gabapentin. Next number needs H. pylori and possible protonics for this pain that she's having. But first we have to rule out ischemia. Next number, again, she's going to the hospital to get that done. Next number, I looked at her neck. Her carotid arteries has some blockages, but nothing that looks hemodynamically unstable. Next number, she does have like a 2-centimeter mass / nodule in her left thyroid. She saw an endocrinologist. They did some kind of testing, and we're going to get those records. She was told she needs an FNA, but she never had that done. Next number, she does have multiple thyroid cysts on the right side. Next number, this needs to be evaluated as well. Next number, she has not been taking any anti-inflammatories. That could be causing gastritis. Next number, swelling of the leg. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next number, we'll get a sleep study done. Next number, we talked about GLP-1 to help her lose weight. She tried Ozempic, and it didn't really help her, and it gave her belching, so she stopped. Next number, we talked about trying Monjora, trizepatide, TRIZEPETIDE, but she says it's too expensive and didn't want to try it. Next number, she's going to come back in next week, but today she's going to the emergency room to rule out myocardial infarction, ischemia with a CPK and troponin, and she knows how important it is to do that ASAP. Thank you.